There is not a day that passes over my head. No, not even an hour of my life that I don't think about the people that belong to this group and those that come down here seeking some information, some knowledge, some understanding about how that they can get along in this life, see, with one another. And what's coming up? What's going to happen in the future?
Yes,
what has happened in the past? And just to put it in more or less academic terminology, where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going to? See? What shall I do while I'm here? Okay. Then somebody said, well, the Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. And somebody said, well, Jesus is the answer to all your problems and questions. And they also said, well, go out and join the church. And live a decent, moral, consecrated, sanctified, and holy life. You see? And behave yourself. Get the point?
Yes.
And all along the road that you find Jesus is coming. See? Now they begin to take them signs down.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now they've been looking for him for a long, long time. See? Now then they begin to hear about air pollution. Water pollution. And pollution of all kinds. Insecticide on from the parasites eating up the vegetables. And poison, insecticide poison. And they got enough gas up here, poison gas up here in Utah to kill everybody in the world. And they're trying to make it safe and they did want to put it in the ocean. See, and they give out of that idea. And so then they stored it up there in Utah. Now they're afraid that might something get out of control or something. And when they were carrying it from one place to the other, you see, the farmer's sheep and cattle and all, see, some of it escaped. And it killed quite a few of them. They didn't know what was the matter with them, see. They just got up and died, see. They didn't know what trouble was. The UN and everybody else concerned is trying to find some way to stop the production of nuclear, atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs, and to arrive at some conclusion that is workable to keep mankind from destroying himself off of the face of the earth. See? And every kind of way you turn, people are concerned about this and that and the other. When you go to school on the college campus and the university campus, they're having problems of all kinds and all sorts. You see what I'm talking about? The police are there, and not only that, the teachers and the pupils and the students and all. Now you're talking about confusion of all types and all sorts. They don't, the world is an awful mess. Now, down in Vietnam, I have to speak about that too. Now, Robert Kennedy and what's the other Democrat that was running, MacArthur. See, they say that the solution to the war down there, they thought, was a coalition government. Now, there's 20% Roman Catholics down there. And the other 80% is Buddhist and communist. Now you can split that up into whatever percent you want to. Okay. But now, that's the situation down there. Now listen, if they have, well, I'll put it this way. They did have a Roman Catholic. DM was there. And his brother. And they were Roman Catholics. Now, I'm trying my best to talk plain. I'm trying to tell you what's going on, what's happening.
All right.
See? Now, they killed him. Yeah. And his brother, too. See? Then we turned right back around and put two in by the crooked maneuvers. You see, political maneuvers and strategies. See, we put two in that. Now, he's another Roman Catholic. Now, North Vietnam, they say that they're not going to negotiate. They're just not going to have a Roman Catholic. See? Now then, there's the Buddhists. What about them? Now the communists say, you see, they don't want the Roman Catholics, and they don't want the Buddhists, and they don't want to be here. Now, my point is this. It wouldn't make any difference which one of them is there.
Right, right.
The situation and the condition would be the same.
That's right.
Just to make a long story real short and clear up all that. See? If they had a coalition government, had a communist president, a Buddhist vice president, you understand? And a Roman Catholic assistant in the government, you still have the same message you got right now. In other words, the solution is not there. Now, we had an election in this country. I told you, stood right in the pulpit and told you, long before it happened, that John F. Kennedy, a Roman Catholic, so-called, see, was being nominated, elected, and assassinated. And before him went back to Roosevelt, see, during Roosevelt's regime. And I told the people that his last term that he would be nominated, elected, and he wouldn't be in the White House one year from that day. Check the records and find out for yourself whether he was or not. And every major thing that has happened on this earth plane for 38 years, right straight down the line, I told you about it.
That's right.
And I've also told you, as Dr. Clyde just said, now if I tell you about these things and they still happen like I tell you, then don't come back here no more. See? Now we're not anxious to play church. See? And we're down here to learn. And by your manifestation of coming out in the rain like there is out there tonight, you understand? I feel indebted to you. I want you to go away from here benefited. I want you to learn something.
Right.
That's why I'm telling you the things that I'm telling you about. See? That's why I'm trying to show you the things that I'm saying to you.
Right.
See? So that you can see that man on this earth plane playing church and politics, see, and religion, you see, and financial backing. That is no solution to this problem. None at all. There is no success that you can have in this life that is lasting. None of the material things Howard Hughes, yes, I know all the big boys, you understand? The financiers. See, H.L. Hunt, Paul Getty, you understand? Bob Hope, and Montana. See, with all of their accumulated millions, they're just as unhappy as you could ever hope to be. And it's just as much of a failure as you are.
Right,
the solution is not that. Now, I have stood in front of this congregation and preached many times, and I didn't have 1 cent not one penny. Now, Dr. Clyde and Dr. Bergwin, they just returned from Little Rock, Arkansas. That's what they were talking about that they were. Okay. Now, Sister Mary goes my secretary, and I have sat on a plane right out of International Airport, and we didn't have 1 cent between us. And nothing of any particular value that we could pass upon to even get a penny. Now I'll tell you what's right, just like it is, so that you can see that there's something motivating this thing. That you can get busy and get to digging so you can find something. And we got on that plane without a penny between us and rode from International Airport to Springfield, Ohio, 2,300 miles. And if somebody had not met us at in the Dayton Airport, we didn't have enough money to put in the telephone to call up 25 miles from there and tell somebody we had landed and come get it. Now then, on top of all of that, long years before I ever come to L.A., you see, I go equally as many hundreds and thousands of miles in worse weather than what you got right out there now.
Right, that's okay.
See, it's been raining and sleet and snow, and then on top of all that, way on up in West Virginia Mountains. And up in the Kentucky Mountains, you understand, on a job. And I have to come down that mountain, you understand? I have to stop on top of it, get somebody to put the chains on it, and come down off of that mountain. You understand? And I've seen them skid, and down at the foot of the mountain, see, passing on as you pass along by, you see cars overturned, some of them, and they hadn't got them picked up yet, see? Now, what I'm trying my best to tell you is this. I would not even dare to go through all of that to drive all them many hundreds of those miles, take all them chances on my life to get to you in all kinds of ways, and nobody paying me a dime, and me using my own money.
That's right, Doc. That's the truth.
To get to you to tell you about things. There's got to be something. See, where could you go? You tell me. Just stand right up and tell me. If you know any church on the face of this earth, at this time, that has a pastor that never asked them for a penny. Up you come and let me know about it. And all this work you see around represents many, many, many years of hard work.
Right.
38 years to be more exact. Now this is what I tell you. Now we've had them from all of your churches you can think of, including Roman Catholic, and any Protestant church you want to think about. We've had the scientists, we've had the philosophers. See? We've had the so-called atheists. We've had the agnostics. We've had the infidels. We've had the medical doctors. We've had everything down here.
Right.
That you can think of. There's a picture coming out there. See? Yes, sir. We've had any religious denomination you want to think of, including any of them. Black Muslims, white supremacists. See? We've had everything. Right down here. In this place. We have took their books, their lists, Roman Catholic, Bible, encyclopedias, Protestant Bibles and encyclopedias. You see? Roman Catholic commentaries, Protestant commentaries. You see? Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, works have been gone all over the world.
That's right.
Haven't missed anybody. See? And but during all this time, I want to tell you to your face, hadn't been nobody that's been able to stand up here and to receive what we teach. And listen, folks, it is not just a matter of running your mouth. You see? That's not going to do it any good. And I don't care what you say. That's not the thing that's going to help. See? Just like one of the brothers was talking to me this afternoon. See? They talk about what happened in Springfield, where we were. It caught my attention to it. I think Dr. Harris was there at that time. And Carter. See, that was pastor of your church in that area up there, see. He said that Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another. He said, it's not new. You look at me just as funny said Jesus said it was. I said, all right, it's new. But I'll explain. See? Now, what he come in the world to do was to fulfill. Now, to show you that it wasn't new. You go back there and get the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm.
Right.
See, get the Ten Commandments. And you won't get far before you'll read it. Chapter 20, chapter 6. Now, what he was doing was fulfilling that law. And during those 3.5 years that he was walking around, he never told them to love one another.
Right.
The law said that, but he never told them to love one another. Well, why didn't he tell them to love one another? Because they didn't have nothing in them. Just like you folks around in the world. They didn't have nothing in them. You want no need to tell somebody to love somebody. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? That's why he never told them. But now in order to fulfill that part of it, every jot and every tittle that was a jot and a tittle that was back there, and he had to say it. Just like those other words that he spoke when he was on the cross. He lied, lied to back it out. Understand? See? Well, that was written back there. Have to say it. See? We're both saying,
chopped
and killed. All right. You see what I mean? Remember one time they was going along, and because the other fellow's disciples didn't do like they did, wanted fire to come down. He said, well, you know, on his own disciples, they wanted fire to come down. Burn up the other fellow back there, see? And he said, you don't know what spirit, you don't know what kind of spirit you got.
Yeah.
You see? Now listen, just standing up here in this pulpit, reciting words and repeating words, Jesus said, you understand? Now that ain't gonna get it. Now, isn't that he didn't say it? But it's not an effective thing within you. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
And when he said it, see, everything that Jesus said, everything he said, he didn't say nothing. Not a thing. But what he wasn't just walking around here, see, and he said, see, and Roman Catholics and Protestants, neither one, see, none of them, they haven't caught up with what he's talking about, not yet.
That's right.
See, don't start no arguments with me. Don't start arguing with me. See? For example, suppose you turn over there and get to 26th chapter of Matthew and the 26th verse and see if I don't know that it's in there and I can't read.
And as they were eating.
And as they were eating.
Yahshua took bread.
Jesus took bread.
And blessed it.
And blessed it.
And break it.
And break it.
And gave it to the disciples.
And gave it to the disciples.
And said.
And said.
Take, eat, this is my body.
Take, eat, this is my body.
And he took the cup.
And he took the cup.
And gave thanks.
And gave thanks.
And gave it to them, saying.
And gave it to them, saying.
Drink ye all of it.
Drink ye all of it.
For this is my blood.
For this is my blood, the new covenant.
Which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
Which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Is that right? You did. You managed to read it, didn't you?
Yeah.
See? Now I want it read again. See? I want it read again. So now I'm going to show you what the difference is. Read it again, like you read.
And as they were eating.
Now wait a minute. It says now, and as they were reading.
Eating.
Eating. As they were eating.
Yes.
Is that right?
Right?
Now get these words straight. As they were eating. As they were.
Yeah, he was.
Oh.
You see?
Yeah. Yeah. He was.
You see what I mean? Now I want to know they who. When was it? Where was it? Who is talking to? Now get ready. He's up there saying that as they were eating, Jesus said to us.
Oh, yeah.
And as often as we eat this bread,
yeah,
we show forth his death and suffering until he comes. Mm-hmm. All you've done is just twisted up what he's saying.
That's right.
And there wasn't one Gentile in the bunch.
That's right.
Nobody had but Jews. And just 12 men was that. Are you listening now?
Yeah.
That was even in another age or another world.
All right.
Do you see? Now here you get up there and you come into quoting to me. That is in Matthew 23:26, and that's in the New Testament. See? You get it now? And you want to say, well, here he is, right here. Take your book. Come on, Lenny, get up and get busy. Help me out here. Show me how they show the New Testament. See? Get up. I want these people that's afraid to come up to the front, these new people around. I want them to see. See? Get up and go on back there. See? Now, let us get up there and read what Jesus read. See? And he says, I'm preaching out of the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
This is New Testament, see? Uh-huh. And Jesus said, now don't argue with me, that's what they do in the mass.
That's right.
And these are the very words that they recite
right.
In the mass.
That's right.
See? And they say, Jesus said, I know Hocus Pocus say it in left. Now listen, folks, he never said no such a thing. And that's not in the New Testament. You see what I mean? Is it on the printed page? I want to know, answer me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what all the confusion is. And why folks can't get no consolation out of going to church. You see what I mean? Now, hold what you got right there. I just got two saying it wasn't in the New Testament. You see? And I just got two saying Jesus never said that to us. These people in this dispensation. You see? And I say every priest that ever done it, I said Jesus said, us to take it in the communion, or even that's not the lie. And it never has done anybody any good it ever took. That's what the matter is. You've been deceived all your life. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter.
Do we begin again?
Now do we begin again?
To commend ourselves.
To commend ourselves.
Our needs.
Or is it necessary? Read.
As some others.
As some others.
Epistles of commendation.
Epistles of commendation.
To you.
Our
letters of commendation from you.
Our letters of commendation from you. That two are from.
All right.
that all right? That's what you call your master's life. They say, all right, read on.
Ye are our epistle.
Now, you are our epistle.
Written.
You are our epistle. You see? Now, look, Williams, if you don't know what you're talking about, you understand, and I don't know what I'm talking about, you're just like me.
That's right. Yeah. He's just another jackass, that's all. Just make the thing clear and clear so everybody understands what you're talking about. Get all the mysteries and the parables out of it.
Now, I said that because I'm dean around here. Dean, you're my epistle. See, if I don't know what I'm talking about and you're following me, then you don't know what you're talking about. You see? Is that right? Because you are our epistle. In this case, the Apostle Paul was talking about, they are the epistles of the apostles.
That's right.
All right, read.
You are our epistle, written in our heart.
You are our epistle. Listen at this. Written in my heart. See, I've got to have your heart. I cannot stand up here. See? And go through all this. But no cause and no reason. You understand? I'm not going to run around in the rain and then snow. See? I'm not going to carry on like I've carried on for 38 years. And nobody paid me nothing for it. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not seeking your praise and your honor. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it clear.
Yeah.
It's because Yahweh has put it in, in fact, it's just in me.
Yeah.
See, I just got the, I can't help it. Yeah. Because if you get your mouth off of my shirt, I can't help to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Nothing else to tell for me to tell you. See? Get the point? That's what I come for. See? Then now you're sound asleep.
Right.
Yeah, when Yahshua the Messiah come along. Can't you see the Sanhedrin town jumped all over him? Mm-hmm.
God, the rest is putting in jail. That's the delegation out. And when they didn't come back with him, said, oh, why didn't you bring him back? Said, look here. Did never man speak like that? Now, I never heard nobody speak like that. And then you won't hear none of these hypocrite preachers out there speak like me.
That's right.
They don't have to bring me just then, but I'll be there.
That's right. I'll go in anybody's church and preach the same thing.
Right.
Yes, indeed. Even if I have got thrown out of church. You see? I'm interested in saving your soul.
That's right.
See? I know what's coming. Because when Joshua the Messiah is revealed from heaven, listen to what I'm telling you. He takes flaming vengeance.
The grand rocky mountains fall on me. Hide me from the face of him that sits on the throne. Mm-hmm. And Peter said it would curse out with a great noise.
Mm-hmm.
He saw that. Your wife and you are scared of thunder. You see what I'm talking about? Well, I'm looking right at that all the time. You see? I'm conscious of it. See? That's why I go in the rain. See? That's why I go in the snow. And in the sleep. And really and truthfully, if it wasn't Yahweh taking care of me, I'd have been dead long ago. I'd have slipped off the side of one of them mountains, I'd turned that automobile over, you understand? And I drove it at a rate of speed of either 100 miles an hour to be at a certain place at a certain time. Dr. Gross, whenever you sent for me, I didn't answer your letter, didn't I, Tom?
Right.
You've been with me around 38 years.
Right.
Now that man ought to at least have some idea.
That's
right. Now I'm talking about what I've done.
Now, he spent better than $100,000. That man was a rich man.
That's right.
That's right. And he put his money in his body.
That's right.
For your benefit.
That's right.
You know, good. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And both of us been in all kinds of
churches. See? You get the point? Now, I don't want to lose the continuity of thought, and neither do I want to keep you here.
See? But I want to set you in to what I'm talking about. I want you to see the reality of it. I want you to see how you have been deceived. How you have been fooled. The reason why you're walking around trying to find some source, trying to find some consolation. You understand?
Yes.
Now the folks have gotten around to the place.